You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Talking about death is, let's face it, uncomfortable. Talking about our own death, even more so. And that's why it's so common for us to put off very important end-of-life decisions. Well, an Ann Arbor-based startup called Canopy hopes to help us prepare for death and dying. You can think of it as TurboTax, but for decisions about end-of-life care. Elizabeth Michel is a recent graduate of the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and she's CEO and co-founder of Canopy. Elizabeth, what is Canopy, and where did the inspiration for this project come from?
So Canopy is a health technology company building digital tools to help people talk about and make end-of-life healthcare decisions. And we really want to bring people through the process of understanding what this end-of-life process is. Advanced care planning is what it's called. So what is it? Why is it important? Bringing people through a coaching process of understanding the steps of how to get through it themselves, build the necessary documentation, and then share that digitally with their loved ones and medical providers.
So people aren't left wondering, what does mom want?
Exactly. Yeah. And we can't plan for every single outcome, but at least that decision maker has a foundation, a lens through which they can make decisions because they understand some of the core values and desires of that loved one.
Why'd you choose that name, Canopy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm going to throw it back on you. What image does Canopy evoke for you?
I think of a tree and then the branches and the high part. So if you're up on the third floor of a house, you are looking out at all of that canopy that kind of bends down over the ground.
Right, definitely. And the word I'll add to that also is coverage. Mm. So we really want to ensure that people feel that they're covered in moments where things are vulnerable and scary and uncertain, but they have that coverage.
Now, I understand each of the co-founders were pursuing different graduate degrees at the University of Michigan. So how did you all come together to work on what ultimately became Canopy?
So my two co-founders are Brandon Keelan, who's our chief design officer, and Ann Dong, who is our chief technology officer. Shout out to them. We were all students at the University of Michigan, and we decided to compete together in a social entrepreneurship competition. So it's called Innovation in Action. And that competition is geared towards helping people understand how to address a population health problem, but build a solution that has impact and is financially sustainable. So two core situations happened. The first were we were doing a series of interviews with caregivers, and we kept hearing a line of thought for a lot of these caregivers. They were saying, I have a loved one who has dementia, who has Alzheimer's, and I don't know what they want. And I can't have that conversation with them right now because they can't have
it. Too late.
Exactly. And so they said, I wish we'd talked about this sooner. Then in parallel, Brandon was in New York visiting a friend of his named Andrea. And while they were hanging out together, Andrea got a phone call about her uncle being admitted to the emergency room. Andrea was his medical proxy. So they called her and they said, we need to make some decisions and we need you to make some decisions. So she goes to the emergency room. She has do not resuscitate paperwork, which essentially says he doesn't want heroic measures. But then the doctors turn to her and they say, we need to put in a central line. Can we do this? And she's like, I don't know. I'm not sure what he would want.
So these were real world experiences from the caregivers you talked to Brandon's friend.
Exactly.
Living this. And right. Life slams you in the nose with something and you haven't prepared. So what is in Canopy? I know you're still getting it ready to roll out, but give me an idea. If I fire up Canopy, what kinds of questions have you designed to get me through this process?
Right. So we have three core sections. The first is helping people identify a medical proxy. So the decision maker who's going to speak on their behalf if they can't speak for themselves. So we help people learn about what is a medical proxy, what types of decisions do they have to make, what do I need to put in place, and then they can build that documentation. So there's a document.
You ask questions.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We ask questions. We're not trying to launch the person out there by themselves to figure it out, but we want to ask them step-by-step questions that can help them make that decision on who that person will be for them. The second is questions on their values and their belief systems that are important to them, or the people who are important to them, experiences that are important to them. So this is more of the helping paint the picture of who the person is, because we want essentially for everyone along their lifespan to feel respect and dignity. And so understanding what this person values can help ensure that the decision maker is respecting the wishes of their loved one. And then our third piece, which is helping people identify medical preferences for interventions that they may or may not want. So this is a standard, you know, breathing tube, feeding tube, pain management. So you've got these three pieces of who's going to be my decision maker, what are the questions and the values around who I am, and then the third is what are some specific things that I may or may not want. Mm-hmm.
So as you did all your studies and kind of dug into this issue of end-of-life decisions, what did you find? What did the numbers tell us as far as how badly we're doing at tackling this issue?
Yeah, so what we see is that 63% of adults in the U.S. don't have an advanced care directive. So this means that they haven't identified or documented their end-of-life healthcare wishes. And only 11% of people have ever just had a conversation with their doctor about what they would want. And that's particularly important to take note of as more and more people are entering retirement age. Obviously, this conversation is important for anyone, regardless of age. But when we look at the health system and where advanced care planning conversations are happening right now, in our culture, it's just easier for us to put it out of mind.
Yeah.
So as we grow older, it essentially becomes really important.
And it's not something that kids are comfortable going to parents and saying, so, mom, dad, what do you want?
Right.
That's a tough thing to initiate.
It is. It is. And there's different ways that people go about it. But that's why a tool like Canopy can be really helpful, so that a child can go through it themselves and see what the experience is like. Maybe they're asking questions of their parents to kind of get their parents primed and hopefully get them to a place where the parent is having this conversation. Another thing that we've seen often in the conversations we've had is an adult child who has children that they're taking care of, they're taking care of an older parent in that sandwich generation. They've seen their friends' parents pass away or something happen with their friends, or they're taking care of their loved one and they're saying, I don't want this to happen for me. I want my kids to have something in place. So let me put something in place. And Canopy really helps fill that gap of something that can help them have the conversation, put the documentation in place.
You know, we might not always think of technology being the best way to kind of create that trusted space for intimacy and vulnerability. And these are the most intimate personal decisions and choices you're making. How does Canopy try to bridge that gap and get people in that space?
Yeah, the first is we're not trying to replace that human connection. You bring up a really good point. Like, these are vulnerable moments and questions. And so what we're trying to do, the first is we provide an audio coach and a guide. So someone who guides people through the process step by step. So it's not just seeing screens on a button, but it's feeling like there's a person with you. And then the second aspect is we're not trying to replace a human, but help people start to have the conversation. So we recognize that there may be people that can sit down and hit every single answer and get to the end of the process. But then for other people, they may start and they might have questions. And in that case, we encourage people to go back to their primary care providers to connect with the health providers and their families in this process. So this person might not be sitting by themselves, they might be doing it alongside their family members. They might go back to their health provider and say, hey, I started this process, I have some questions, can we talk about this?
And what form is Canopy going to take?
Yeah, it's a web app, so people can access directly from any device, phone, tablet, et cetera, and they'd be able to gain access to it.
Ultimately, how are you hoping that Canopy and your work could change the way that we think about death and dying?
We really want, and this is not just Canopy, there's a large, significant movement around living well and dying well. And the core theme is, how can we ensure that people have the respect and dignity that they want across their lifespan, but especially in the most vulnerable moments? Death is something that we all experience, and we want to help people start the conversations ahead of time so that when this process is happening, they can focus on being with their loved one and connecting, as opposed to figuring out all the madness and being burdened by just the technical nature of the situation, but they can really focus on cherishing the moments that they have with their loved ones.
Elizabeth Michel is CEO and co-founder of Canopy. It's an Ann Arbor-based health tech company whose app helps people make end-of-life care decisions and then share them with loved ones and medical providers. A beta version of the app should launch soon, and you can get more information at canopy.tools. Elizabeth, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you for having me.